What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Are you a writer? Have you got 1,500 words polished up and ready for prime time? The Word Festival's writing contest deadline looms ahead on July 15th. There's adult and youth categories, cash prizes, and notoriety. Winners get published in Stone Coast Review and recite at October's Word Festival. For more information on how to submit before the July 15th deadline, go to wordfestival.org. I'm on the Word Planning Committee, so of course I think submitting a piece of your writing is an excellent idea. wordfestival.org. The Sunday Speaker Series at the Good Life Center tomorrow will feature Zoe Weil, author of The Solutionary Way, Transform Your Life, Your Community, and the World for the Better. A must-read for changemakers, activists, educators, business leaders, policymakers, and anyone committed to making a difference. This is happening tomorrow, Sunday, July 6th, 4 p.m. at the Good Life Center in Harborside. Need more details? goodlife.org. On July 8th, join author Steve Kemp and Friends of Acadia for a reading and signing of his new book, An Exaltation of Parks, John D. Rockefeller Jr.'s Crusade to Save America's Wonderlands. America's national parks are facing unprecedented challenges. With visitation pressures mounting and the National Park Service struggling to keep up, author and former park ranger Steve Kemp looks toward one exceptionally effective historical example of conservation philanthropy and park building. This program is a collaboration of Friends of Acadia and the Northeast Harbor Library and takes place at the library in Mount Desert, 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Do you want to make a stained-glassed loon mosaic? So very Maine. Mariah Redding is leading a class on July 9th at Art Waves in Bar Harbor. Beginners or seasoned glass mosaic veterans are welcome to join. The process includes cutting glass, so a steady hand is recommended. The shards of glass come together to create the feathers, face, and reflection of a loon with her chick, the perfect accent to any window. Class is Wednesday, 10 a.m., artwavesmdi.org to register. The Blue Hill Public Library is hosting a monthly book club for the ages on Wednesday, 6 p.m. The book for this month's Intergenerational Book Club is titled My Best Friend's Exorcism by Grady Hendrix. For more information about that, bhpl.net. The Courthouse Gallery in Ellsworth is presenting Soundings, a solo show for painter William Irvine, through August 4th. Irvine, who turned 94 this year, produced 30 oil paintings as well as 8 porcelain plates and vases he created with Blue Hill potter Mark Bell. The artist reception is Wednesday, July 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, that's at the Courthouse Gallery in Ellsworth. In Bucksport, on July 12th at 1 p.m., Gillian French will discuss her debut adult novel, Shaw Connolly Lives to Tell. Gillian is a Maine author best known for her award-winning young adult novels. Again, that's next Saturday, July 12th, 1 to 2:30 p.m. at Buck Memorial Library in Bucksport. Make plans to attend Draft, an open mic for poets and writers, happening at Hey Sailor on Monday, July 14th, 6 to 8 p.m. Be brave, people. Get yourselves to Hey Sailor in Searsport on July 14th. While you're there, you can check out artwork by John Byrer, a Maine College of Art graduate. He's an artist and musician living in Midcoast, Maine. Do you know about the Maine Gallery Guide? It showcases more than 150 art galleries and studios in Maine. You can see work and find out more about places like Buzz Masters Studio on Deer Isle, the Center for Maine Contemporary Art in Rockland, the John Edwards Wine Cellar Gallery in Ellsworth. Let's be honest, there should be more art in grocery stores and wine cellars. There's even information on the Monhegan Museum out on, yep, Monhegan. That's a resource to know about, MaineGalleryGuide.com. A fun email hit my inbox. It came from Island Port Press. Their literary road trip through Maine is a hoot. You can check it out at islandportpress.com. Do you have an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org. Maybe it'll be featured here. It's so simple to post on the calendar. First, go to weru.org, click on Community Calendar, and choose Submit an Event. It's a simple form to use. Encourage event organizers to post here. Remember to check the date and time before you attend any event. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?